Chapter 1. Life with the Martins. Almost 2 centuries before, when Andrew was first manufactured, he looked much more like a robot. His body and head were well designed and functional. His face had no expression, so nobody knew if he had any emotions or not. After Andrew's manufacture, he was taken to his new home, which belonged to the Martin family. There were 4 people in the house then. Andrew called them Sir, Madam, Miss, and Little Miss. He knew that Sir was really called Gerald Martin, but he never called him by this name. In those days, it was unusual to have a robot, and Sir was only able to get one because he was a member of the local government. Andrew's serial number was NDR, and then some numbers, but he always forgot the numbers. This was strange, because usually Andrew never forgot anything, but the reason was quite clear. He didn't want to remember his serial number. It was so technical and cold, not like a name at all. Little Miss was the first to call him Andrew, because she couldn't remember the letters, and then all the family began to use this name too. Little Miss lived for 90 years and died a long time ago. Andrew tried to call her Madam once, but she wouldn't permit it. To Andrew, she was Little Miss until the day she died. At first, Andrew did all the housework, served the meals, and opened the door when people came. These were experimental days for him and for all robots everywhere. Stations had been built in space, but robots weren't being used there yet. They weren't being used in the factories and industrial areas on Earth either. The Martin family, especially the children, liked Andrew immediately. Half the time he couldn't do his work because Miss and Little Miss wanted to play with him. It was Miss who first thought of a way to do this.
"We order you to play with us, and you must obey orders, Andrew," she used to say.
"I am sorry, Miss," Andrew finally replied, "but Sir has already ordered me to do the cleaning, so I must obey him first."
"Daddy said he hoped you would do the cleaning," said Miss. "That's not a real order. I'm ordering you."
Sir didn't mind. He was even closer to Miss and Little Miss than Madam was, and Andrew was fond of them too. It was unusual for a robot to be fond of anyone, but Andrew behaved in a way that humans did when they were fond of someone. Andrew thought of it as fondness because he didn't know any other word for it. Then it was Miss's birthday, and she received a lovely pendant from a friend. Little Miss was envious and ordered Andrew to make a pendant for her too. She gave him a piece of wood and a small kitchen knife. Andrew made the pendant very quickly, and Little Miss was pleased with it.
"It's very nice, Andrew," she said. "I'll show it to Daddy."
Sir didn't believe that Andrew had made it.
"Where did you really get this?" he asked his daughter.
When Little Miss insisted that she was telling the truth, Sir turned to Andrew and asked,
"Did you design this, Andrew?"
"Yes, sir," Andrew replied.
"But where did you copy the design from?" Sir persisted. "It's incredible."
"I did not copy it, sir," Andrew replied. "The design is geometric. I thought of it myself."